How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good.
What church you go to?
Grace Fellowship Church. It's a small Reformed Baptist church. Do you know where the Walmart is off West Kimberly?
I'm from California, man.
So am I.
Oh, I'm from Northern California, down like Sacramento area.
Okay, I'm from Santa Clarita, just north of LA.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Are you new out here?
Yeah, I've only been here since January.
Oh, okay. Well, welcome to Iowa. I've been out here for about 5 years.
So, before we came out here, you know, I drank a little bit. I wasn't really drinking all that much.
My name's Tony, by the way.
I'm Daniel.
Daniel, good to meet you.
So I moved out here, man. I started getting all strung out on cocaine.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Drinking so much.
Obviously, you're working.
Oh, I work every day.
Yeah.
You know, I got a pretty good job.
Yeah.
You know? But I'm at a point where I started, you know, I started questioning God. Is God even real? You know?
Yeah.
And, you know, I just need to get back into the church, and I need to get back around good people, and I need.
Well, can I shoot straight with you, Daniel?
Yeah.
You need more than just to get back into church.
If I surround myself with good people, I'm gonna do good things.
Okay.
But if I surround myself by the people that I'm hanging out with on the weekend.
Sure, I understand. Yeah, you know, and I agree with you.
You know, that's my solution right now.
Yeah. The Bible says bad company corrupts good morals, right?
Yes.
So you're absolutely right. If you hang out with the wrong people, the wrong things are going to happen.
Absolutely.
If you hang out with the right people, then right things are going to happen.
You know, I'm
right.
not saying tomorrow, you know, I'm going to instantly be changed.
Well, and I'm not saying that if you came to my church that you would instantly change.
You know,
I can assure you, Daniel, that my church is far from perfect because I'm a member.
But it's better than what I'm doing right now.
So when I say that you need more than the church, can I explain? You have a couple of minutes?
Yeah.
Okay. The reason I say that is Jesus said in what's called the Sermon on the Mount, he said, many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, didn't we do mighty works in your name? Didn't we cast out demons in your name? You know,
you cannot get to heaven on faith alone.
Actually, it's the opposite of that, Daniel. It's the opposite of that. Because the people that Jesus was talking about there the people that Jesus was talking about there were people who were counting on the good things they've done to make them right with God. And he finished what he was saying. He said, many will say to me on that day, we did all these mighty works. And Jesus said, I will say to them on that day, depart from me, I never knew you, you worker of lawlessness. What he meant by that is that anybody who thinks that they're going to make themselves right with God by doing good things, by cleaning up their act, he's going to say, I never knew you.
No, you need to do positive things. You need to bring him in your heart, have a relationship with him, is my understanding.
Okay, so here's what the Bible says about that. It says, by grace we are saved through faith.
Okay.
But that not of yourselves, it's a gift from God, not as a result of works, so that no man may boast. So when you said it's not by faith alone, that's the exact opposite of what the Bible teaches.
Yeah, I've always thought that you cannot get to heaven on just faith. You know, just having faith. Oh, hey, yeah, I believe in Jesus.
No.
Going about today. No.
Well, okay, so let me explain that. The Bible does make it very clear that a person is saved by the grace of God, his free gift, through faith alone, in Christ alone. But that's not a get-out-of-hell-free card.
Yeah.
It's not, oh, okay, I believe in Jesus, so I can go do a line of coke, and I can go sleep with women, and I can go steal from my family, and I can go do all of these things, but hey, I prayed a prayer and asked Jesus into my heart, so it's all good. Right, no, that's hypocrisy.
That's not the way
that works. Right, that's right. But what most religions teach, just about every religion made by man, teaches that in order for you to be made right with God, there's something you've got to do to earn it and deserve it. The Bible says no. So let me explain this. How old are you, Daniel?
37.
Okay. Yeah. So my eldest is 34, so I'm close to being old enough to be your dad.
Yeah,
all
absolutely.
Right. Okay. So let's say you were my neighbor.
Yeah.
All right. And one day you knock on my door after a hard day of work, and you say, "Hey Tony, I'm going to mow your lawn so that I could be your, I'm going to mow your lawn so that I could be your son, right?"
Yeah.
So I'm going to look at you. I'm going to say, "Hey Daniel, I'm getting tired of yard work. That honeymoon's over. It's hot. I'm thankful that you want to do my lawn. Thank you." And I'm going to say, "I appreciate it, that you actually want to be my son, that, I mean, that means a lot to me.
Yeah.
But if I'm honest with you, I'm going to say, Daniel, mowing my lawn isn't going to make you my son, right?
Yeah.
But if you were my son, and I came home one day, and I see Daniel mowing the lawn, and I didn't ask him to do it, for some reason he crawled out of the basement away from his video games, and I'm skeptical, and I'm thinking, all right, does he want the keys to my car? Does he want my credit card? Does he got some girl he needs to tell me about? Does he need bail money? What's going on, right? You see me and you come running up to me and you say, hey, Dad, yeah, I'm mowing the lawn, but Dad, I don't want anything from you.
Just do it.
I'm just thankful that you're my dad and I love you.
That's the difference.
That would make most grown men cry.
That's the difference.
Nobody, when they stand before God, is going to say, hey, God, I mowed your lawn. I'm ready to come into your kingdom.
Yeah.
Right? But if God does save a man, if God does save a woman, as Jesus said, causes them to be born again, he will take our heart of stone that puts us as an enemy of God. He'll give us a heart of flesh. We'll begin to want to do those things that please God, not to earn his love, not to bribe him, not to keep his love, but because we're so thankful for the love that he gave us, right?
What time is service over here?
10 a.m. on Sunday.
10 a.m.
5 p.m. on Sunday, and then
you guys have night service.
Yeah, and then 5:45 on Wednesdays.
I'll make it to the Sunday one.
All right, I got a couple more things for you, and I'll let you go. Okay.
I gotta get home to the kids.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I don't want to make it late for the kids. All right. So the way, Daniel, you receive this gift from God isn't by coming to my church.
No.
It isn't by getting off coke.
Nope.
It isn't by doing anything good or seeing yourself as good. God the Father sent his son to earth in the person of Jesus Christ, truly God, truly man, and without sin. He lived a perfect life from cradle to grave for some 33 years that guys like you and me can't live for 33 seconds, right? But even though he was perfect in God in the flesh, at a time appointed by God the Father before the foundation of the world, God the Son, Jesus Christ, voluntarily submitted himself to the torturous death of a Roman cross. He died a death he did not deserve, to take upon himself the punishment guys like you and me rightly deserve for our sins against God. And then he forever defeated sin and death when he rose from the grave. What God commands of you, Daniel, is the same thing he commands of me, this gentleman sitting here, the people in the car, all people everywhere, is that by faith and by faith alone, we turn from our sin and put our trust in Christ alone for our salvation. And if God does that work in you, Daniel, he will forgive your sin, you'll be reconciled to the God you've spent your life offending, and you'll have the assurance of eternal life, not because you're good, you've already messed up.
Yeah.
But because of the goodness of God that would allow his son to die for sinners like us. That's the good news of the gospel.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm coming to church. I'm going to see you over on Sunday.
I hope so.
I'll be there.
God bless you.
Thanks. I'm going to bring my
family. Please. Please. All right, Daniel, thank you for stopping, man.
Thank you.
God bless you. Hey, Daniel, do you have a Bible?
Yes.
Okay.